Welcome to It Figures, the toy and action figure podcast on ThatNewToySmell.com, part of the Pop Culture Network. I'm Pixel Dan.
I'm your Grandmaster and Lord Killen.
Got a nod.
I did nod.
That was his nod, dude. He totally
nodded.
That was
like
a nod.
He didn't even see from behind me.
Nod. Flavor Dave.
Are you okay?
No.
Do I need a nod, too? Or am I good?
Go ahead.
It's her
Lord Killen. All right.
And we're all here.
Whee! I'm sorry, I'm so confused. You've just never been here, right? I'm so used to going twice.
You're so used to going twice. Yeah, throwing off his mojo, dude. He's got to get used to going once again.
I guess so.
Do you want to start over?
Do I want to start over?
Go ahead.
Right,
and your
intern, Rick.
There you go.
Yeah, he said it all fast because he thought you were going to jump in.
No, I told him to go. It's not like I was going to set you up.
No, because that's... You totally...
Lord Killen!
Awesome.
Okay, we're all here.
Yep.
And so how's everybody this fine Tuesday evening, Wednesday, since everybody's listening to it?
Good. You're about to leave.
I'm about to leave. I'm out of here.
Are those two things connected, Killen?
I'm done.
Yes, he's leaving because of his firing.
I've been fired.
We'll rehire him in about 10 days.
Okay. I got put on 10-day suspension.
That's a very specific sort of time frame.
Well, I'm like one of those guys that likes to fire people, but 10 days later I feel really terrible.
10-day suspension. So you guys won't see me around much after this podcast. Apparently I've been fired.
Uh-huh.
Just about 240 hours and then he's back on.
I'll be back, though. I'll be back. So have no fear. Don't freak out. Don't burn the site down.
First of all, don't worry about that.
I hope, don't
you tell me what to do.
Hey, I just want to, when I come back, I want to, like, log on to popculturenetwork.com and then just see flames. Like, it's just burning.
We will endeavor to make that happen.
I'm just going to say error, and it's going to be spelled wrong. Like, awesome. We can't even do that right.
First the site will be a blue screen, and then your computer will blue screen.
It'll infect me, and I go.
It'll take down the whole internet.
Or say, Internet Rich Rock Station.
Welcome to PopCultureNetwork.com, now powered by Digital River.
Oh.
And then it just keeps refreshing on me.
Arch.
Yeah, I'm going to sell the site. Where
you're going to sell it?
Sorry. You're going to be working for...
Oh no.
Insert name here.
Oh no.
.com. Oh, we're going to be one of those about pages. Somebody's going to take us and put us on as a place order site, and it's just going to be Pop Culture Network. It's going to be about collecting toys.
That's what it's going to be. Oh, that sounds cool. Just whatever. Whatever. That's cool. All right. Well, let's get into a little bit of toy news for the week. First up, NECA has released images of their Duke Nukem Forever 7-inch action figure. First of all, they're actually making that game finally.
Apparently.
What?
I keep hearing it.
But they showed that figure to us at Toy Fair.
Shake it, baby.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What is the one? Oh, what's the one? The one where he's like, kick ass and chew bubble gum, and I'm all out of gum. I love that.
I'm here to kick ass and chew bubble gum, and I'm all out of bubble gum.
Yeah, that's what it is. Go find those Duke Nukem soundboards online and just play all those quotes. Great. Those are awesome. So those images officially got released by NECA. A 7-inch scale action figure, fully detailed, 20 points of articulation. So the same type of stuff they do for all of their video game style figures. Do they all still put them under that? What's the what was the series called for their video game toys? It was
Player Select.
Player Select. Player Select. I wonder if they're still using that title on them, because you don't really see things announced as like Player Select anymore.
Well, the last one was probably Army of Two, right?
Oh yeah, I guess they did the Army of Two figures. I know they've been doing tons with the Gears of War license
and Gears of the other guy,
because they got more Gears of War stuff coming out. They got more BioShock stuff coming out, and those when they do those big ones, they kind of put them under like
BioShock.
Their own,
yeah, they're on their own license,
their own line. Yeah,
but random single license toys go into the Player Select line.
Thundercats. Now this isn't actually toy related, but the trailer for the new animated series hit online this week. Actually, it aired on Cartoon Network last Friday. It's like a teaser trailer. And then, of course, hit the internet after that. Did you guys watch that?
No.
Yeah, you showed me.
Yeah.
So I watched it because you made
Yeah, of course I made you. So what are your thoughts? Go with it, Killen.
I don't care. I gotta be sorry. I've never really had a big thing for Thundercats. I'm not...
Yeah, you've kind of been indifferent to this whole thing from the get-go.
They look
right?
Cool. I like the. I would love to own some of the originals just because they're a major vintage property, and I feel like it's part of my, you know, history, but I never cared that much about it. I'm more... I think I'd rather watch the G.I. Joe Renegades thing.
I do kind of... I haven't seen that yet, but I'd kind of like to watch that, too.
What, Renegades?
Yeah.
Renegades is really good.
Is it good?
I like it. It's interesting.
I think it looks neat. Yeah, I think it looks neat.
It's a completely different spin. I mean, it really is sort of like... I mean, it's like the A-Team, but Cobra is just, you know, like Halliburton crossed with Walmart, so they've already won, and it's that the Joes are, like, on the run, and it's really cool.
Huh. That's interesting.
And Serpentor is a giant snake.
Whoa.
Which was super cool. He's just a giant cobra who eats people.
That's about right.
That sounds good. I think the new Thundercats cartoon's looking pretty cool so far. The teaser trailer doesn't do much. I mean, it shows little clips of animation with some, you know, epic-sounding music playing over it, and that's all it really is.
Well, it's a teaser. That's what
exactly. But I like the animation. I know it's very anime-inspired, but we knew that's the way it was going to go just by seeing the images of the toys and everything.
Oh, dude, I knew that when they first announced it was going to be anime-style.
Yeah. But honestly, I don't see this being much different than when they did the remake of Masters of the Universe in 2002.
And that's why I thought it would be anime.
I relate it to that. I mean, it seems very similar to me, and I think the new look of the cartoon's pretty good. The actual animation itself looks really nice. So... I'm pretty excited.
How do you feel about the timeline they're putting Lionel in?
Yeah, Lionel's much younger now. And they kind of, like, in the original cartoon, in, like, the first episode, he was a little kid, and they kind of did that thing where, like, they rapidly aged him or whatever.
Something
it was.
Something like that, yeah.
And he became like an adult, but he still had to learn how to be the leader of the team or whatever. This time around, they're just straight making him a 25-year, or like a...
14-year-old.
Yeah, like 16-year-old, that's what it is. So he's like really young, he's actually like a teenager, like learning about his destiny to be the leader of the Thundercats or whatever. So that's going to be interesting.
Yeah. Well, see, that puts it in like in a kid's category to me, that's why I'm kind of like...
A cartoon for kids?
I don't know.
Blasphemy.
Yeah, well, if you take one of our properties, that's...
One of our properties when we were kids, and make them for kids.
And try to redo it for my children? No. That's mine. You adult it for me.
Prince Adam and Tila are both 16 years old.
What? Just because I don't care about Prince Adam or Tila.
Okay. So just throwing that out there. They're 16-year-olds.
Yeah, well, good for them. I hope they...
They were in the MYP series, at least. I think they were supposed to be older in the originals, but... You hope they grow up one day.
What about you, Intro Rick? What do you think about Thundercats?
I'm stoked on it. There's just really not a whole lot out there that I have any interest in for current cartoons or current toy series, so just having something out there that's familiar, I'll give it a shot. Like, I'm happy for the toys to come out. I'm happy for the new cartoon. I hope it'll generate, you know, more positive influence for more... classic properties to be reinvented or redistributed in some fashion.
Yeah, but that was like one of the ones they had to do. It just took forever to come about.
Yeah, like, it's one of those ones that we've been expecting to see since all this resurgence stuff started, and it's taken them years to finally get to it. Because, like, around the 2002-2003 era, everything came back except Thundercats. You know, we saw Masters, Transformers had a new rise, G.I. Joe had a new rise in that era. Ninja Turtles had a rise in that era. All kinds of stuff made a comeback, and everybody then was begging for Thundercats, and it never happened. So it's like, it's kind of one of those things where, like, they've really waited it out, and now they're just hitting it, and it's huge that it's coming, you know?
Are they, somebody said they're doing a Ninja Turtle movie, live action?
They were filming a new live action movie before this whole Nickelodeon buyout thing happened, so I don't know what, because I haven't heard anything about that since the whole Nickelodeon transition.
Great, there's going to be like this lost footage.
Because they were sending out casting calls for people to like be extras and like foot ninjas and stuff like that. They were looking for anybody with martial arts skills to be a foot ninja. And, like, they were actually already filming this movie, and then the whole, you know, sale from to Nickelodeon happened, right. And it just, like...
Nickelodeon ruins another thing in my life.
So I don't know, yeah, I don't know if that's still coming or what, but, I mean, yeah, the whole... Ninja Turtles has gone completely silent since Nickelodeon took over.
Yeah, the website still has the, you know, we've gone underground,
so yeah.
Expect something in 2011.
You know what, that sucks, too, because NinjaTurtles.com was actually a really cool site, because they had pictures of every single toy that was ever made in, like, an archive on their site, and ever since Nickelodeon took over, they took down the whole archives. The archives are gone.
Weak.
So you can't look at all the toy images anymore. Because I used to use that for reference all the time, and it's just not there now, and
thanks for selling that. I really appreciate that. You guys really ruined my life. My eternal life.
And I'm sure sitting on some beach somewhere on a big pile of money, they feel bad.
They should. They here. Why don't you go ahead? Why don't they go ahead and sell Mario Brothers to, like, I don't know, some random? Just go ahead and sell it to Sega, I guess, and then we'll see what happens. Let them sit on it for a couple of years, and we'll see what happens. Like, don't take good licenses and ruin them.
Boy, I gotta be honest. A Mario game produced by Sega. Just seeing the things that they've done to ruin Sonic the Hedgehog recently, I couldn't imagine the terrible Mario games we'd get from Sega.
They'd ruin it just on principle.
Yeah, you know they would.
Just
to
ruin
it. We win! This is vengeance for the 90s.
Sorry!
It's just like a sloppy Mario that walks around who dies easily and he touches anything. Like, extremely weak.
For no reason.
Stronger friend. Sonic.
Yeah, I know, I was going to say, Sonic would randomly show up in that game every so often, just to be cooler than, show him how much cooler he is.
Like, oh,
it's a good thing my friend Sonic is here to help me get through these levels.
Yeah, you're doing really good. But, you know, sales are not that great anymore, huh, boy, bro? Come on down with me. Here's a gold ring.
They're way cooler than coins. Alright, on with some Mattel news. They've released some images of the upcoming Young Justice line. These, of course, are based on the new animated series and are basically taking the place of the JLU line. The JLU line, as we said, was announced at Toy Fair that this is the last year for it, and it's really not even like getting a full release for the year.
It's like got, convention exclusives.
Yeah, they've got convention exclusives coming out, and that's it. That's done with JLU.
Yeah.
But
a good run.
Yeah, it really had...
It had an amazing...
It lasted a lot longer than a lot of us expected, yeah. So they're going on with the Young Justice line, which is going to be based on the animation from the new cartoon, but it's still a very animated-looking line. And they are producing them in the 4.5-inch scale so that they will match up with the JLU figures. So anybody out there that really likes the JLU stuff will probably even be enticed to start collecting these new figures. Because they'll probably match up pretty close. I mean, they're a little more detailed than the JLU stuff was, but they're still very animated looking.
They're not the same.
They're not
so
the same.
Live without them.
Yeah, and a lot of people are
and
probably.
And there's a 6-inch line too.
There is a 6-inch line too.
That one I might get sucked into.
So the 4.5-inch, the first wave they're coming in 2 packs, and the first set is Batman and Robin, Aquaman and Aqualad, Ra's al Ghul and Cheshire, and Flash and Kid Flash. So those are your 4.5-inchers. And then they're also doing a 6-inch DC Universe classic style line that are animated, but they're the superposable 6-inch scale, so they'll actually fit in with your classics. So I guess probably like they did with Batman, Superman,
Public Enemies. Yeah, the Target line. Except hopefully it won't be at Target.
Which was a cool line.
It was a sweet line, except we never got the second wave.
Yeah, that's true. But this set is Artemis and Robin. It looks like they're only doing 2 figures per series for the 6-inchers. So series 1 is Robin and Artemis. But they are kind of neat-looking figures, actually.
Yeah,
I like the 6-inch ones a lot better than the 4.5-inch ones, because they got a little bit more detail going on. They got the superposability, and they'll actually look really cool on the shelf with your DC Classics stuff, probably.
Yes, so. Sadly they will.
So yeah, Dave's in.
We'll see. Dave's in for some of it.
We'll see. I really don't care.
Good.
As, for the rest as of I don't for most things.
As you don't for most things, that's true. Yeah, no, this is stuff that I'll probably pass on too. I also haven't seen this new cartoon yet, though. I've heard good things about it. But I haven't watched it, so I really don't have any.
You didn't hear anything good.
Scotty loves it. Has he talked to you about it? Because he's all. No. He sent me that text that one day that's just like, you absolutely have to watch this. It's the greatest cartoon. Blah. You know, he just thought it was great.
Well, Scotty is kind of questionable on his likes and dislikes of things. So.
I think the recording part's on this side. I just want to make sure that everybody can hear us.
Oh my gosh, we're louder.
I think our microphone was
quit shouting.
All right, last bits of news for the day is some JoeCon related stuff. First of all, Morgan
Lofting,
the voice of the original Baroness from the G.I. Joe cartoon, will be at JoeCon.
I know.
Does that excite you, Dave?
A little bit.
Who's that dude?
Who's that dude? He's
the dude of my dreams.
He was God in those Bruce Almighty movies.
Oh,
Morgan Lofting.
Oh, I remember him.
Don't make me picture Morgan Freeman in the outfit. That ain't cool.
He was the voice of the Lion King, right?
Yeah.
Yes. 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 He was
of the Lion King.
Your brain is a blender where random facts just get mixed up, isn't it?
Mufasu.
Yeah, Mufasu. Yep, that's him.
Yep, and the episode has a title.
Oh my gosh.
It's my favorite. I love that cartoon, by the way.
I'm sure you do.
It's a good one. Also, 25th anniversary Dial Tone, which is the JoeCon exclusive and G.I. Joe Collectors Club exclusive.
Yeah, it was a Collectors Club exclusive, and conveniently enough, their box set is Mission Brazil, which also features Dial Tone. And they're gonna the club exclusives come like in a little box, and they don't come carded.
Right.
So they're gonna release a carded version on the 25th style card at JoeCon for you to buy.
So all you lucky ducks who are actually attending JoeCon, you'll get to add
wealthy schmucks.
You get to add a carded version of Dial Tone to your collection.
So if you're a collector club guy, they totally ripped you off. But if you go to the thing, they'll hook you up.
Pretty much.
Yep, that's the way it works.
Gotcha.
That's the way it works.
So I'm going to join that club, by the way.
Good.
Because I like getting ripped off.
Because you like getting ripped off? Well, I mean, if you like getting ripped off, you might as well go ahead and join.
Yeah, I really thought about joining that thing just so I can get that figure, but I really... Knowing that there's going to be a carded version, it makes me go, why would I want the decarded version?
Well, they offer some other cool stuff in that club, too.
Like, yeah, I'm just getting my...
discounts. That's about it.
Sea Adventure.
Sea Adventure.
Yeah. And the Sea Wolf.
Woo! See? They got some cool stuff.
That stuff wasn't cool. It was that a 12-inch cool. And the...
Sea Wolf was uber cool.
And the...
You're a madman.
The vintage-looking thing, right?
You will kill
yeah,
you.
Yeah, those vintage-looking... The ones based off the vintage...
The ones based off the first ones that came out in the... 1700s.
In the 1700s, yeah.
When
G.I. Joe...
I didn't realize that was that old.
Yeah,
when Colonial Joe was in...
Colonial Joe.
It's called Old School, son.
Yeah. Revolutionary Joe. Yeah.
There we go. Revolutionary.
Yankee Joe.
Versus Cobra, a.k.a. the Redcoats.
Cobra, a.k.a. the Redcoats. The Cobras are coming.
That's
the
where
Cobras
all
are coming. That's
yep. That's where young Dial Tone... Did that famous ride that fateful night?
Dial Tone rode that night.
That's why. That's why he's a club exclusive.
Paul Revere, aka Dial Tone.
He's the communication officer.
Yep.
The Cobra.
Let everybody know. That's before they had Facebook, so I had to go out there and let.
Was it now?
Yes.
No Facebook back then. I had no idea.
The internets must have been really lacking back then.
You had to go to it. You had to go to one of those guys that yelled at you the news.
Town crier.
Yeah. That. Scarab dragon. Yeah, that guy.
Awesome. All right, well, let's go ahead and take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, we're going to talk about bootlegs. This was a killing topic, bootlegs.
Why'd you call me out on that?
Because this is your topic.
Okay, my topic.
That's so stupid.
Bootlegs.
Hi, I'm Alan Price.
And I'm Chris Vint. I also do a podcast called Master Universe Chronicles.
But we're not here to talk about that.
Well, He-Man and She-Ra have also been on the show.
To my vain and annoyance of my entire life, yes, this is Operation Retroshock, and he managed to get me to let He-Man on the show.
power, you see.
But He-Man is not what we mainly cover. We cover loads of retro things, be it the 80s, the 90s. I know you can't really class the noughties as retro, but we'll talk about stuff from then anyway.
We're not naughty though, right?
No, we're far from naughty.
Okay.
But we cover things like Back to the Future, Doctor Who, Star Wars, Batman, you name it. We'll either have done it or gonna do it.
Yeah, so obviously you listen to podcasts that's on popculturenetwork.com, very much like ours. Ours is uploaded, 2 weeks out of four on a Sunday. So then you can listen to all the retro goodness, and you can even contribute if you want to. You can head over to Pop Culture Network forums and type in there what you'd like to see. Heck, you can even buy a t-shirt with an Operation Retro Shock logo on it.
And you could be entered in the competition. So yes, join us every other Sunday for some retro goodness.
Oh yeah, dig it!
What it is, friends. Sween Hollick here, inviting you to join me every Monday for Radical Retro Turtle Toy Talk. What's that, you ask? Radical Retro Turtle Toy Talk is my weekly video series in which we take a look at my favorite toy line of yesteryear, Vintage Playmates Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. If you're a green teen goer, I'm betting you'll have a great time getting reacquainted with old friends or meeting new ones for the first time. That's Radical Retro Turtle Toy Talk at www.radicalretro.com, part of the Pop Culture Network.
Welcome to a collaboration between the Geekcast Radio Network and the Pop Culture Network. This is From the Command Center, the podcast. I am your host, TFG and Mike from the GCRN, and joining me is Zordon himself. Scotty Cash.
That's right, Scotty Cash from the Pop Culture Network, and today we're introducing you to the audio version of From the Command Center, the podcast that will entail our intake on Mighty Morphin Power Rangers, the episodes, the seasons, and all that other good stuff.
Hey guys, I'm Rob Bass, and if you love toys, come check out my show, Not Mitten Box, every Tuesday on the Pop Culture Network.
You're listening to a podcast on PopCultureNetwork.com. Be sure to head on over to the site at www.PopCultureNetwork.com to check out more podcasts and videos featuring toys, comic books, video games, and all the things you love. And while you're there, be sure to check out the Pop Culture Network store, where everything you purchase helps to keep us producing. Just head over to PopCultureNetwork.com and click on Store.
Hey guys, I'm Rob Bass, calling all my comic book fanatics to come check out Comic Nation TV the last Friday of every month, as well as Comic Nation TV comic news every Friday on the Pop Culture Network.
Alright guys, welcome back from the break. So, bootleg toys, knockoff toys. We like picking these up from time to time when we find them. They exist, they're out there.
It's almost like its own collectible line.
It really has become like its own collectible thing. And it's funny because a lot of the times you see, you know, bootlegs are obviously meant to be cheap representations of these toys.
Yeah.
Like these other companies who are trying to cash in on big popular properties, so they make these chintzy things and sell them for cheap. But some of these bootleg things, that, like these days, have even raised in value because collectors seek them out. I think good case in point would be some of these old 80s vintage Masters of the Universe bootlegs that we were looking up on eBay that one day.
Like the LEO toys,
all that kind of stuff. And some of those things are going for, you know, $30, $40, $50 a figure.
Because collectors are going after them.
Yeah. Or even just some of like the things that aren't technically like knockoffs, like the Remco stuff that look like Masters of the Universe figures. You can't get a hold of the Remco stuff for paying, you know, more than... you know, $40-$50 a frickin' loose figure. It's unbelievable.
So I wonder if we have to throw in foreign toys in the category of bootlegs because the licensing differences between country to country almost makes them
bootlegs. You mean like with G.I. Joe, how like, what was the company that released them over?
Fun School.
Fun School.
Fun School.
Yeah. like how they got the rights to actually produce those molds over in foreign countries.
Yeah, but those were those are considered legitimate G.I. Joe items, though.
I don't, because they're American toys made in some, you know,
Masters of the Universe did the same thing.
Rebel Country, toys. And I think that's wrong.
Rebel Country.
I was trying to remember if that was who did it.
I think Topps Toys was doing it for Masters of the Universe in the 80s. They were like Argentina or whatever, because, and the Leo stuff, which you're talking about, like the faker that came out over there that's wearing like a black bandana for whatever reason, and he's got like pink armor instead of orange armor. And
isn't there another line that's very like samurai oriented that they use like web store, and he's got Jitsu's armor, and then Jitsu.
Are you thinking of Fawares a T? Is that
maybe
that was that bootleg line that came out in like 2002, and it was released. Maybe that was a Topps Toys thing, and that was released. Was it Argentina? It might have been places like that. But that was because that company actually owned molds to the old Mattel figures.
Yeah, that happened.
So they were able to release their own legitimate toy line using these old molds. Because I actually have a lot of Masters fans like actually love those and actually count those as add them to their collections. I wish I had more of them, but I've got the Thelinor, which is actually a red merman wearing Skeletor armor.
Oh, nice.
Cool. And he was a cat character in their line. But yeah, they basically, like, the main character in that was a He-Man with green hair and a green goatee painted on with Fisto's fist and Fisto's armor. He was, like, the main character in the line. And then I'm trying to think of who they used as the main villain. Oh, it was Clawful is who they used as the main villain, but he was purple. He was like a purple Clawful.
That'd be kind
of
cool.
And he had like Jitsu's armor on. Yeah. I mean, it was a really cool little line, and it was really cool because it came out in like 2002 when all of these, the modern Masters figures were out, and then those hit. So like you got these brand new vintage figures showing up in like 2002, and like I remember people on He-Man.org were going crazy for those, like importing them and everything.
Right. Yeah.
And now they're super valuable because now you can't get on eBay and find them for... You know, less.
Well, and again, these knockoff lines, they probably have a much, much shorter lifespan than the, you know, real lines.
Yeah.
So there's fewer of them produced, and, you know.
And they're actually probably going to dollar stores, which means they're probably heavily played for.
Yeah, by kids.
Yep. Yeah, that's the thing. Trying to find, like, those vintage knockoffs in good shape are hard because, yeah, people did buy those in dollar stores and discount stores for their kids to play with their toys.
Because they know kids break their stuff.
Right.
So they're like, let's go. They could rip these apart. They're only a dollar.
Yep.
Yeah,
yep.
That's what their kids did.
Exactly. So, one of the more recent knockoff things I got is like these little. You saw these the little knockoff meaty orbs that one of the He-Man.org members actually sent me, Josephus. They're just tiny. They're terribly made. They're made of really chintzy plastic. I feel like I'm going to crush them to bits every time I pick them up. But they're just little tiny knockoffs of. They're either knockoffs of the Meaty Orbs or like that Bandai egg line that was also out in the 80s. But they're like, they unfold into like an alligator or a bird.
You mean the dinosaur eggs?
Dino eggs.
What were they called anyways? We gotta figure that line out.
We had that one in the store that one time. I think we sold it.
It looked like, you know what they should have?
Cool, man.
They should have stuck those in. Do you remember the vending machines that was the chicken?
Yeah.
Yeah, so they should totally have put those toys, knockoff egg toys, in there so you would have got an awesome toy. That would have been better. You know what? I'm going to buy one of those and put those knockoff toys in them.
Oh my gosh. Hey, we found somebody on eBay that was selling them, like, now. You could buy, like, the knockoff Meaty Orbs, basically, and they're, like, brightly colored and everything. They're, like, party favors, basically. But they're just like those. So you could buy a whole bunch of those off eBay.
And
really
get
cheap.
Chicken machines.
And get one of them chicken machines and stock it full of those.
But then I'll make it like a robot chicken.
Oh, that'd be sweet.
That'd be awesome.
Oh my god.
And so it makes electricity noise and his eye glows. And he just screams like random curse words at you.
Well, yeah, get the big Jazzwares one and put him in there. Rip out the bird that's in the machine. Stick him in there. He's about the right size.
That would be an amazing machine.
That would be an amazing
machine. I'll make custom vending machines from now on. That's my thing.
That's your thing. That's what you do.
That spits out awesome toys.
That is super cool.
We just invented that. You heard it first, so don't copy my idea.
I was going to say, as soon as this hits the net, it's done.
I'm going to be spitting out robot chicken vending machines that spits out knockoff Transformer-style toys.
all kinds of legal problems there, but we're going to, you know,
we'll work through it. We're fine. We're good.
There are thousands of ears out there.
Unless anybody just comes strolling into your store and finds them, I think we'll be okay.
That would make one of these, people would come to this store just to use that machine.
I would.
Because it's so epic.
Yeah.
Well, because you know when you're a kid and you go some, like, to us we're like, oh, that's cool, but to a kid it's epic, and then you grow up and you always remember that epic, like, yeah. Something simple. Like, I still remember that chicken machine. That thing was amazing.
Even though you got crap. I can't remember a single thing I got from the machine. I remember always wanting the gold egg.
Yeah.
Always wanted the gold egg, but I don't ever know it was in a gold
and
egg.
And I knew how retarded it was. It was just going to go, bah, 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 and I was going to get an egg, but for some reason I really, really wanted that
you
egg.
You wanted a quarter every time you saw it.
Because I know there's a chance you can get that gold watch, you know, or whatever.
The gold watch that they always had in the background of the machine.
The plated watch that would cost probably $2, but it looked, when you're young, that thing looked like it was a Rolex, you know what I mean?
Oh, boy. So what are some of the cool knockoffs we've come across recently that we've...
I got a bunch of, at the last, or a couple Toymans ago, I started collecting all those knockoff Legos.
Brick.
Yeah, they were just like, sparkle, you know, happy. You know, they were simple, just one word phrases was the name of the company. But they are the best Lego knockoffs I have seen because they look so close to the Lego. Most of the Lego knockoffs are so badly, like, you could tell. They're just, like, cheap, cheap imitations. They're not the right size. The molds are a little off. These are, like, perfect.
Well, and I think one of the things that really made these stand out is the boxes look like actual Lego boxes.
Yeah, and the boxes,
like,
look
I think
perfect.
They're using actual, like, bad scans of Lego photos for their boxes, and then, like, their logo for their brand looks like the Lego lettering, but it says something like brick, or
it's
happy,
like,
or
it's just,
sparkle.
It's one simple word.
Yeah.
But these are the most amazing, like, Lego knockoffs. I'm desperately trying to collect as many of those.
You need
as I
to
can.
Take pictures of them so we can put them.
I know. I want to. That's why I'm trying to find a bunch more so I can make some kind of video for them.
Oh, a video? That'd be cool. That would be cool.
But they are amazing.
What's you, Dave?
I got a couple. At the last C2E2, I think I picked up Galaxy Empire. You know, those Star Wars ones that are like 5 or 6 inches
those
tall.
Those are so cool.
Those are great.
Every time I see those, I always contemplate buying one.
I was like, I had to get one at least.
Yeah.
It was like Chewbacca as Snoova, but he's like gray. And
Oh my God, I remember those now.
Those are awesome.
That was cool.
Yeah.
And I was so confused when I saw those. I never knew what they were. I'm like, what is this?
Galaxy Empire.
Galaxy Empire. And the one time I walked into Big Lots looking for like overstock G.I. Joe stuff, and they had a knockoff Transmetal 2 Megatron, which is my favorite Megatron. I was like, oh my God, it's Megatron. That's so cool.
Yeah.
It's like all black, and then the chrome parts are gold, and it's probably like completely toxic to the touch, but I don't care.
You can still find like knockoff Transformers at like the local Big Lots. Like they have like knockoffs of the original like Constructicons there all the time. You walk in, it looks just like the originals, just like terrible.
Gordman's has those too.
Yeah, Gordman's has them.
Insecticons.
What's another one? They always have like the shrunk down versions of the what was he called? Big old Transformer. We used to have one here.
Omega Supreme, Triptychon, Metroplex,
Fortress
Maximus.
Fortress Maximus. That's what it is. You like? I think
I've never seen that one.
That was at Dirt. Actually, found one and bought it. It was just a shrunk down version of the Fortress Maximus.
Well, that's
it was
cool.
A knockoff Transformer that he got, I think, at Tuesday Morning. Just a store here in town. So yeah, like knockoff Transformers seem to be one of the easiest things to come across. They're always out there. Like the knockoff Mickey Mouse Optimus Prime.
I thought that was a real thing. And you're like, no, that's a knockoff.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, okay. Because
I actually bought the exact same one off eBay thinking it was the real thing too and wondering why the price was so low on it because the real one is much bigger and is very expensive.
I was like, that's surprisingly
and,
small.
Yeah, and it's really, this one's really small, but it looks perfect. And it works really well, but the name of the toy is like, it's like the box says Funny Toy. Like that's what it's called. You know, and so I was like, something tells me this is not legitimate.
But it was a Japanese item anyway, so I just figured, whatever.
Yeah, funny toy, but funny it's still super cool.
I'd like to get on a catalog where I can order these things. Like, how do they even get to the country? Because and how do these bigger stores carry them, like these dollar stores and stuff like that? It doesn't make any sense.
Well, they're dollar stores.
Well,
they
because they
cheap stuff.
Customs supposedly supposed to, like, you know, confiscate this kind of stuff when it comes into
customs
ports.
Doesn't confiscate anything with one noteworthy exception.
But they're sold through major retail stores, and, like, it's cool. Like, it's no problem. Yep. Whatever.
That seems like not right. Yeah. Well, I'm happy they do it. I'm just thinking, how does that even work? Because now I want to order them.
They're looking for human cargo and drugs and nuclear bombs. They don't have time for knockoff Insecticons.
Me too.
I know. That's why you should join Customs.
Killing Customs agent. $20 gets you a color. Free pass.
$20 gets you a free pass.
I'm like high-priced internet at a convention.
Booyah.
There when you need me, but never works that great.
Yeah. Wow. What a great description. What about you, intern Rick? You got any knockoff stories?
You know, I've been thinking, I don't think I've got anything currently. I remember having some of the Remco Masters knockoffs whenever I was a kid.
That's so cool. I wish I had more of those.
How'd you get those as a kid?
It was an actual, I mean, it was a legitimate line.
The Remco stuff was legit.
I mean, it was just copying nakedly.
They were my uncle's figures whenever he was a kid, and then as he grew out of the toy era, he handed them down to me. I wish I still had them. I mean, you know, he's the uncle that passed away, so it'd be kind of cool to have that childhood property of his. But
he had to take us down that dark path thing.
Surprised he didn't show up on the doorstep going, does he still got those toys?
I mean, other than that, I can think of, like, mainstream knockoff stuff, like GoBots I had, Rock Warriors I had.
Hey, well, GoBots are not knockoffs.
Hey, those are not knockoffs.
Those are their own incredible line.
This is the Kmart Transformers, okay?
Hey.
Don't you say that about my GoBots. I love GoBots.
You're on the wrong podcast to be doing this. You know, you forget that Pop Culture Network is an anti-Transformers website.
Yes.
We hate the Transformers here.
Dan's declared open war on Transformers.
I'm done with it.
And I'm totally...
We're not accepting any more of this Transformers crap.
See, they need to make a Transformer Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle so that we can both hate it with a white-hot passion of a million suns.
All you fancy Silver Spoon Transformer lovers.
That's right.
All us real people.
All you rich kids that play with Transformers.
That's right. Here we go.
Jeez.
Us real people growing up in the real world.
We work hard. We work hard for our money. We can't be buying Transformers.
We got the GoBots. And you know what? The GoBots work just fine. Just fine.
This is what people get for constantly claiming that I hate Transformers.
They're way less complicated.
I'm just straight going to do it now.
I know.
You could easily transform a GoBot without even needing some instructions. And you know what? They didn't cost so much. So there you go. And they're made of a harder metal. You could totally... Beat the crap out of them, and they still hold up. Oh, so quality was up on those.
Oh, and Rock Lords. Enough said.
Rock Lords. So nice we said it twice. Rock Lords.
So, I don't know. So anyway, we'll get back to the knockoff stuff. We went to Chinatown when we were in New York.
Yes, we did.
And when Rob Bass was first like, we can go check out Chinatown so you guys can see it, I got real excited because my first thought was, oh, that's like knockoff paradise, right? Isn't this place just full of nothing but knockoff action figures? I can't wait to see it.
That's racist.
Whatever. And then we get there, and there really wasn't a lot, and I was really kind of disappointed. I thought we'd see a lot more of it. Maybe we just didn't go to the places that had more of it.
Apparently, we're supposed to go down the alleys.
I know.
Look, if we
that's a good idea.
If we went to watches and handbags and stuff like that, they had us covered.
Oh, we had us covered, dude. Every corner. Handbag passes.
Rolex. Tiffany's.
It was amazing, dude. They just follow you around screaming at you. Handbag passes. Yeah, look, I'm walking away. I think
like
I'm good.
Every half block, there's a random person standing there who like comes up to you creepily and asks you if you want to buy it. Basically, knock off.
No, they don't ask. They just scream one word at you. Passes.
Is this?
And it's not like they have.
I'm just telling you right now. That's exactly how they do it.
Look, we're telling you how your experience will be if you go down there.
Maybe this is a PC. Maybe I sound racist, but I'm telling you, go to Chinatown. That's what you're going to hear. Back me up, Rob Bass. Back me up, dude.
And I really want to know where the stuff is because I feel like you'd be like, okay, cool, and they'd be like, okay, go down the alley, and I'm like, no, I ain't going down there.
Yeah.
So we tried to find toys and it didn't happen. We did find one.
There are a couple little store vendors there that had some knockoffs like sitting out on their street, like displays. But there wasn't anything real spectacular.
There has to be a hidden like
the China Palace of Toys.
The China Palace of Toys. Wait, so what
was
that?
You had to go in the alley.
You had to go in the alley.
What was that?
It's like buying a Mogwai.
Door.
Yeah.
Mogwai, you should have probably could have got one. I think I saw a couple.
That was the one next door.
I think I saw a couple fried Mogwai sitting in the store windows.
Yeah, totally. I think we saw a Mogwai head in that one window.
Them's good eating.
That's what I expect.
We should have asked those people asking about purses where the Mogwai were.
You should have.
No purses.
No
Mogwai.
No Mogwai. Purses.
Can we buy Mogwai?
No Mogwai.
That would have been amazing.
Purses.
So what was that one pack that we saw that had all those weird superheroes mixed together?
Oh, okay. So
I think I've seen pictures of this online.
It's amazing.
This was amazing. It was, man, I had them down too, but it was like, okay, let's say it was the Hulk, Spider-Man, I want to say
Batman,
maybe a Thor, and then Mr. Incredible.
Mr. Incredible.
From the Incredibles.
From the Incredibles movie. All in one pack together.
Like,
they were amazing.
And they were all in the same scale, same size, three and three.
They looked awful.
So it was Marvel, DC, and Disney.
Yeah, right? Like, okay, one of these things is not like the other. That's what you felt like when you looked at
the But they
box.
Were in a style.
Yeah, those bootleggers usually respect the whole copyright
I'm
thing.
Just saying, dude. Like,
but they look like the Justice League like style. Like, they were like the anime weird blocky. They look terrible, but they said superheroes or
like,
something.
Yeah, like obviously you could get a good laugh anytime you find a box that's got Batman and Spider-Man in it. Oh, ha ha, obviously Batman and Spider-Man wouldn't come in the same set. But it totally blows it out of the water when they're in there with Mr. Incredible. Because that's the last thing that you would expect to see packaged with Spider-Man and Batman. The greatest superhero of all time, Mr. Incredible.
Nope, you forgot. Now that Marvel owns, DC owns Marvel? Or no.
Marvel and Disney owns Marvel.
Disney
that's,
Marvel.
Makes
really
total
hard.
Sense.
That's never, really hard to say.
My bad. It makes less sense that Batman was in that pack. I'm sorry.
Yes, so Batman was the odd one out on that group. You weren't thinking, man. You weren't thinking. Get with the times.
So, most of the other knockoffs we saw in that area were all Power Rangers related. Yeah. There were so many Power Rangers knockoffs. And the only notable one that I really actually liked and kind of wanted to buy was this 5-pack that was based off the Mighty Morphin Rangers. That actually had the official Mighty Morphin Power Rangers logo on the box, which is hilarious. But the box still looked terrible, like photocopied. It looked, you know, it was awful. But it was the 5 Rangers. They were terrible designs. Really, really badly knocked off. For some reason, every one of them were wearing the gold Green Ranger shoulder armor, but it was cool because it was all metallic and shiny, so they didn't cheap out on the shiny plastic. But I picked that up, and I'm like, I actually kind of want to buy this. I want to buy this and take this home to Scott. But it was like $15, and I'm like, that is too high for a knockoff toy. I'm sorry.
I thought for sure that's...
Bring this down to $5, I'll probably take this
home. I thought
for
sure that Street Veteran was going to be like... Because he was like, you like that? And like, yeah.
Yeah,
I thought
that $15?
For you, $10.
All I did, no, that's not
but
what
he did.
Didn't,
he didn't do it.
All I did was pick that thing up, and he was like, you like that? $15, it's yours. And I'm just like,
no.
All right, bro, just looking. Don't think I'm going to buy $15, no way.
Just slap him in the face. $15, that's an insult. Oh, my Mighty Morphin Power Bros for at least five.
I'll give
Morphin
you Power tens Bros. Of pennies for this.
Power Bros, that's definitely what they were.
They were, they're definitely Mighty Bros, okay?
Mighty Bros. But yeah, I was kind of disappointed we didn't get to see more of that kind of stuff. I really was like, I was really excited about our trip to Chinatown because I'm like, there's going to be so many cool toys and I'm going to buy them. It's going
to
be great.
Yeah,
and
so there's obviously...
We didn't get anything.
We definitely didn't go to the right spot. There has to be.
Well, he tried to take us to a few stores that were closed, but none of those stores looked like they were knockoffs.
They looked
stuff.
Like
they
Japanese...
They looked like it was all Japanese, like expensive stuff.
Gashapon, you know... Knickknacks and stuff like that. Nothing of...
Like, they look like cool-looking stores.
Because, okay, let's be honest. They are Japanese-oriented people. So, yeah. Crystal and Rob.
Over there in China.
Oh, yeah, Crystal and Rob.
So they probably weren't going for the...
China. I know.
They weren't going for the real China knockoff toys. They were going for the Japanese cool stuff, which is fine, but we wanted the really bad Chinese knockoff.
Stupid imitation stuff for a dollar.
Where they, like, they're not even sure what they're making, but they're just making it.
Fun stuff.
So, that was really disappointing. But it's okay, we'll get them next time.
Yeah.
Next year,
we'll get them next time. And we got conventions coming up. You can always find that kind of stuff at cons, obviously. Like, Dave found some stuff at C2E2 last year. So, maybe we'll see some stuff at C2E2 again this year.
Maybe we will.
Which, by the way, that is right around the corner.
It is. A couple weeks.
Good thing I'll be hired back in time for C2E2.
Oh, man, talk about luck.
Yeah.
My 10 days will be up just before it. That's amazing.
I need a project manager on site to get things going because, you know me, I'm going to be drunk.
So, so we do, we, as will we all. Even Dave.
I no, won't be. Dave won't be drunk.
Dave and, yeah, you, yeah, oh yeah, right. I forgot. Rick doesn't drink.
I won't be.
So,
what you're talking about.
It'll be, and
we have an important announcement. Exciting
news,
announcement.
Yeah, news.
Right?
What's the do have two celebrity guest staff members coming through. We have the Sweenholic from Right Over Retro Total Toy Talk.
Woo!
He is flying down and will be staying with us through the entire convention. And for all you comic lovers out there, we have Ryan Porter from Comics Corner. He will also be attending. They are the guests of the Pop Culture Network, and we will be having the Pop Culture Network official C2E2 after party on Saturday, March 19th.
Which is
in a lovely suite.
Which is just in our hotel room.
At the Hard Rock Hotel, right on Michigan Avenue. You can't miss it. Rocking out in our suite on pretty high up in the... I don't know where it's at yet because I'm not there, but obviously it's going to be high in the top corners.
Yep, so we're hoping that this room's going to be big enough to support all this. I'm sure it will be. Either way, we're going to have a great time. So this is what I'm thinking that you guys are going to have to do. When you find us, track us down at C2E2. We should be easy to spot. There's going to be such a huge group of us this time. You'll find one of us somewhere. But if you guys are interested in hanging out with us and partying with us Saturday night, get a hold of us, find us, we'll get you the information. You can meet up with us after the convention's over, and we will just have a rockin' night. It'll be awesome. I mean, we'll have Sween Halleck there. We'll have Ryan Porter there. The entire Springfield crew will be there. So, intern Rick, Flava Dave, Scotty Cash, Dirt, Killen, myself, we will all be there. Word has it some of the celebrities from Nerd City will also be at our party. Ben Spencer will be there for sure. I told him to bring Max because he owes us.
Mm-hmm.
So we can give Max a really hard time all night long. So there'll be a lot of good stuff going on. And seriously, guys, this is a great chance. This is a really good opportunity. You guys always talk about, we always see people say, oh, you must be so much fun to hang out with. I'd love to hang out with you guys. This is your chance right here. This is your chance to really get to know the Pop Culture Network crew and have a good time with us.
That's right.
So we really hope that you guys will track us down to come hang out with us that night.
And as long as the rules are, you have to bring me a gift. You can't be creepy. That's it.
Oh, yeah. We still have to talk about the rules. Bring Killen a gift. Don't be creepy.
That's all you got to do. And you know what? If you want to be creepy, that's okay. Just don't, you know, bring me a gift. So we're going to have that party. And like I said, please, you know, either email us now if you plan to go so we can get an idea how many people are going to be there. You know, it's really hard to see you guys. And as far as I know, we're probably going to see a handful of you there anyways. So if you could try to make it out to this event, please do. And if nothing else, if you're in the Chicago area and you don't want to go to the C2E2 event, you could still come see us.
Yeah, still come hang out with us.
At the Hard Rock Hotel.
Definitely, definitely. I'm excited. C2E2's going
to work. Yeah, so it's going to be a lot of fun. And hopefully, and like I said, this is an open invitation to anybody who loves the Pop Culture Network. Even some of you professionals out there that do listen to us, we would like for you to come hang out with us as well.
Yeah.
Or just tell us where you're at C2E2. We'll come and see you at your booth or whatever you're doing there, if you are doing something there. I don't know.
Should be a lot of fun. I know that we'll try to butter some of those guys up, too, see if we can get them all to come. I know guys like Marty, like the God Beast.
Mm-hmm.
He'll actually be at the Nerd City booth, so we'll talk to him. We'll try to get him to come. We'll get some like little some celebrities of our own to come to our little party. It'll be a lot of fun. I think it'll be cool. So I'm excited.
And I don't know if we're allowed to do this at the hotel, but we're going to definitely pull it off.
We're just going to do it because that's how we roll. That's how we roll. Hey, if we get kicked out of the hotel, we'll take the party somewhere else. We'll figure it out. We'll figure it out. We got this. But it worked fine for us at Wizard World, so I'm sure it'll be okay this time.
And we'll be providing lots of booze, so hopefully we'll have enough. But if you want to bring a little something, you can.
We'll have the video camera out.
You're totally allowed to get plaster drunk. If for any reason that you cannot leave, you're more than welcome, I guess, to crash in our.
But you have to leave in the morning.
You got to leave because we got to leave in the morning. So.
And you got a spoon Killen at night.
You got 11 o'clock. No, actually, intern Rick will be in charge of the drunk group. He is what we call the drunk babysitter, so he will be taking care of all you. You just yell at him, throw things at him, say, hey, give me a beer.
That's
throw a rock at him or something.
Throw a rock.
Ouch.
He is the people's intern. He will do
people's
those things.
Intern.
I'm just saying right now, anything that gets thrown, you might want to prepare for it to get thrown back.
And if you would have a drinking contest with Intern Rick, please do, because he doesn't get drunk. You could drink 1,000 beers, and he will drink 1,006 and be like, I'm not even drunk.
As he's falling on his face or puking in a trash can.
But be careful, because the next day he will be throwing chunks everywhere. He'll be having arguments in the bathroom.
Oh, my God.
Found it!
Yeah, and doing that. Doing that all night.
Also, I will be... My whole thing is to make a full documentary of our trip to C2E2, including the driving there, the event itself, the party, the meetings, and our just us in general going around, and make a kind of a video for all those you can't see to kind of see what we do during this event and the fun that we have, and basically see our party and all the crazy stuff that we will undoubtedly do in Chicago.
So, in other words, Drunkcast.
But this is going to be a documentary covering all 3 days. And again, we will be there Friday, the March 18th.
See if he sticks with
from
it.
From noon. From noon.
That happened to San Diego, too, and it didn't.
I wasn't in charge of that project. This is my project.
It kind of did. There was a video.
So anyway, we'll be there Friday from about noon. I'll guess noon because we're late. All the way until Sunday, probably about 6 or 7. And I'm sure we'll take off by then. So let us know.
Yeah, I'm excited. It should be a lot of fun. Should be fun.
It's going to be epic.
It's going to be kind of epic. You're right. It'll be epic for sure. All right, guys. Well, as always, make sure you're checking popculturenetwork.com every day for lots of original content and shows. We got some amazing stuff happening every single day of the week, such as Radical Retro Turtle Toy Talk, Not Meant in Box, the It Figures Podcast, Life in Plastic Comic Strip, G.I. Joe Disorder of Battle, The Comics Corner with Ryan Porter, Comic Nation TV, That New Toy Smell on Saturdays from the Command Center, Operation RetroShock, and Masters of the Universe Chronicles. Plus, on top of that, there's lots of toy reviews, comic previews, lots of news postings for toys and movies, and I mean, there's just too much stuff going on there. You guys should not be missing it. So check the site every single day of the week.
And if you don't, then F you.
That's right. That's our new slogan. F Transformers and F you if you don't go to our site every day. That's gonna.
We're getting on a T-shirt. We're working on it. We're working on it.
While you guys are on the site, make sure you click on the store button to check out the Pop Culture Network official store, where we have lots of merchandise on sale, including toys and video games. We get new comic books every Wednesday. We sell movies here. We sell accessories for video games. We got tons of stuff in this store, including this giant pile of toys we're standing in front of that I need to list. So,
yeah,
Lord of the Rings, Masters of the Universe 2000X, Spider-Man Toy Biz figures, Simpsons. My God, there's a lot of stuff here. So
yeah, we took in about 125 new toys today, so they will be on the site.
They'll be on the site next couple days.
And you better hurry up because you are leaving. You will be fired as of Thursday night.
Oh, I have to list all this before I'm fired?
Yes.
Okay. All right. I'll get on it then. All right, guys. Well, until next week for these guys and 2 weeks for me, I'm Pixel Dan.
I am your Lord, Master, and Chief. Killing.
Flavor Dave.
It's your Rick.
We'll see you guys then.